Little Proverbs for us this morning. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. The gift of the Lord is wisdom. From his mouth comes truth and insight. He lays up pure wisdom for the justified. He is a shield to those who walk in righteousness. He guards the pathways of justice, watching over the steps of those whom he calls out. Receive his words, and you will understand righteousness and justice, integrity, and every beneficial path. One of the keys, just like the Psalms, to the Proverbs is to see how this is all about Jesus. That the gift of the Lord, the word the Lord, is referring to God's very own Christ, his anointed, his king, right? Of whom David says, the Lord God said to my Lord, my king, sit at my right hand, that is God's right hand, making all the enemies of the world your footstool, putting them under your power. So whenever you see something like the gift of the Lord is wisdom, you can feel free to just recognize that's the gift of Jesus. And doubly so, it is the gift from Jesus and of Jesus. The gift of Christ is himself. The Word made flesh, wisdom incarnate, truth, whose mouth only opens to honesty, right? That double-edged sword that we see in the book of Revelation, striking down and healing. From his mouth comes truth and insight. And he lays up pure wisdom for justice, right? But justice, whenever you find that word in the Old Testament especially, you got to know it's the same root, it's the same core as our favorite Lutheran word, justification. He lays up wisdom not for those who earn their own merit, who climb their way up to him, but for those whom he has justified in his cross, in the work he has done, piercing his hands and his feet for you. He is a shield to those who walk in that righteousness, having not a righteousness of their own to lift up or to try to dissuade the powers of this age, knowing that they cannot defeat the grave, that were it up to us, fighting on this war field against the devil and all his demonic foe, soon were our loss effected. Now he guards, though, Jesus guards, that strong warrior, the valiant one taking the field forever, he guards the way of the pathway of justification. That's the justice. The justice of God who is both just and the justifier of the one who is ungodly, but for whom Jesus has died. Therefore he watches over the steps of those whom he calls out. He churches, he assembles, he pulls from the masses, he enlightens and sanctifies and keeps in the one true faith. So you can hear the exhortation, then receive these words, and you will understand. You will understand every good thing for justification, righteousness in Christ, the true integrity of the God who loves the unlovable, the God who loves you, is the most beneficial path of them all.